the sad and Balkan. He smells like a landfill.
Okay. Upstairs?
What are you doing, Balkan?
Running a bath for your stinky ass.
Why is that? I don't feel like I need one.
From what your mother says, you haven't bathed in 6 months, and you've been giving speeches with rank PO, and you've been wearing 3 months-old underpants to war.
You're coming on a bit strong. I have been living in a hole.
I'll just turn the tap up.
It's on a bit full now, isn't it?
All done. Your bath will be done in 30 seconds.
Where's the top of the tap gone?
Shit. The tap seems to have come off. I've got to go now. I have a computer for each version of Windows I've got. Is there any need for a whole wall of sockets?
Well, get lost, you imbecile. How's the path doing? What's going on up here? I was watching a bit of a soap downstairs, and I noticed there was an electrical smell, so I came up to investigate. Well, aren't you missing Emmett? You better get back down there before anything else happens. I've got it on in here on several of my tellies. Okay, well, I don't really want to miss a frame of that soap, so I'd better get back down. But watch the bath!
A short while later...
Saddam, what's going on? I noticed during the commercials that something was dripping out the ceiling. Well, not now, Mother. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. I told you to watch the bath! And I secretly told you to piss off. That's some! Don't think I'll be making you any breakfast tomorrow! Well, don't worry. There's plenty of food under the bed that I can eat. Didn't I tell you to over that? It'll be going off! Well, yes, you're right. Whenever I put my hands down there, all I get is a green mush and a few remote controls, most of which is for old and broken equipment. Well, I don't trust you, son, as far as I can throw you. I'm coming up. Well, don't do that. I'll just turn off the tap. Oh, shit. What the fuck, son? We're landing. The water's overflown. How did you get up the stairs with the water flowing down against you, then? My carpets are ruined, son. They're from MFI. You'll pay for the size of your allowance that you don't get. I can't believe you've done this, you little prick stain. Mother, your language, it's abominable. Get that tap off immediately. If I had to go down and cut the water supply at the main, and look at your room. Looks like it's starting to short out. That's because none of these sockets are earthed. What am I looking up there in your ensuite bathroom? Well, Mother, I haven't altered it in any way since it was put up. Don't come the innocent with me! The bathwater is bubbling! Oh, don't worry, it's just a little bath warmer I've installed. It just heats the bath. The water's beginning to get a nice fizz to it. Why don't you run the hot water constantly? Waste not, want not, as you always say, so why do that? Do you want me to listen to your advice? You know that what I say most of the time is bullshit, but this time it pay me some. Unplug that bath! The warmer that bath is getting, it's beginning to melt. No, Mother, it's just your eyes and imagination. Am I imagining that tidal wave of bathwater coming toward me then, son? Unplug it, quick! I don't know how, because I welded the extension lead in so it can never be unplugged. What do we know? I'm going to have to put a grenade in the bathroom before the water wrecks the whole palace. Well, that was a waste of 50,000 points to build that extension. Well, it was worth it, because now I don't have to take a shit in the bed anymore and I can't be bothered to get up. But building an extension on an historic palace? Really, Saddam, you got shit taste. Leave the room immediately. Why should I? It's a crisis here. I need to get undressed. Why, there isn't a bath. And thanks to your reaction to the news about what's left of Russia stealing your weapons of mass destruction. There's no glass in the shower. You can't have a bath. Yes, I can. I'm just going to get undressed and roll around the bathroom floor and get clean off the flooded bathwater. Well, Saddam, the water's seeping into new carpet in your bedroom. And while I'm at it, stop treading apple pies into it late at night. Okay, I might consider stopping doing that. But only if 50 of my PCs can remain on. I don't know why. Most of them are dated from the 80s. Who's that at this hour? Oh, it must have been the electrician that I've called. But, Mother, I can do my own electrics.
All right.
Are you the electrician? How the fuck did you get in?
Oh, I let myself in. I got a shock off the doorbell.
Oh, sorry, that was meant for Vulcan.
Oh, well, I jimmied off the drain pipe and climbed in through the broken window.
This is not what I'm not paying you for!
Too many sockets in here. I don't know what the previous electricians were thinking.
I'm the previous electrician.
Oh, right. Well, very good installation. But there's one problem. Just a teeny one. You seem to have 10 kettles going into one socket on a trailing lead when there's 100 to choose from.
Would you like them? They're all different colours. Mostly black.
Are you boiling them all now?
Yes, I am. It's for my bathwater because the taps are fucked.
I better cut that lead.
But now my kettles have all shorted, you imbecile.
That's because they weren't earthed. Nothing about these electrics seem to be. That means that the current usually takes the course with the least resistance, in this case, the floor.
Well, I think the taps seem to be sparking, so that's obviously where it is.
And that Sony widescreen seems to be showing signs of spark.
Well, you've got a job to do, so why don't you get on with it? Fix this damn useless excuse for a room while I go down to watch Coronation Street followed by the bell.
Don't you shut up, lady. Sorry, ma'am, there's no power.
Well, there's pylons outside. Can you hook up? There's a substation out there. Just disconnect the citizens' power and hook it up in here. Mr. Dodd will have to do this if he has the knowledge. But if I don't get to see whether Jack has that argument with Vera, I will personally put a hole in each one of your 100 screens. But then the citizens will have their privacy back.
Okay, job's done. I've done a temporary rig from the power supply meant for the rest of the city. It has now been redirected to the palace. Mr. Dodd did the ring from the pylon. He's at home recovering. The entire city of Baghdad's power being redirected to the palace should provide enough power for all your sockets with all your kettles. But the city and the citizens have been cut off and won't have power till it's fixed. So will you be needing my services again?
No. No, and you've done a great job, but just get out.
I'm not going to get anyway.
You're lucky I don't electrocute you for doing such a great job.